HD2 Mont Belvieu, Houston. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Big day in the NBA. Huge day. Chris Paul signs a $90 million. Was it $120? $120 million. It was going to be 90.
4 year.
Yeah, 4 years, 120.
And it's up to
up to 120,
so that fourth year is probably not fully guaranteed.
Yeah, probably not. And,
basically,
and you know what?
Extension.
That 4 year, yeah, because he opted out of his last year.
So then, he had $44 million that he could have opted in with, but then he would have tried to get guaranteed money after next year.
Right.
So instead, what he did was say, "Look, fellas, let's basically double this, and we'll go to $90 million." And then we'll see if that last year is guaranteed. But like Dell said, if I didn't see anything in the contract structure, any reports that the only thing it could be was not fully guaranteed. So basically he doubled his money and he picked up some extra years. He's not making as much per year. But why would you pay a player at that age that kind of money? It would be a stupid contract. So I give the Suns a lot of credit for figuring this out with him, especially if they don't have to pay guaranteed money. I give Chris Paul credit for opting out of that deal and taking less money per year, but extending so he had a chance to win with a good young team. The question I have, though, John, is when is it ever going to make sense to give a player Chris Paul's age a contract that's going to extend over the next 3 years? Now, 4 years would have been, that's a lot. I can almost guarantee you the fourth year is going to be a big problem for him, and maybe even the third year, but Chris Paul played at a high level for most of the year. I didn't love that he didn't show up after the first couple games. And I know he had a hand injury, but he really was a complete non-factor relative to what he had been in the first couple games. But I like what they're building. I think Phoenix is doing a nice job. And you can't really do anything but what they did. Chris Paul played ball, was reasonable from a financial standpoint, and gave the team some financial flexibility also to make some other moves if need be. So it's going to be, I think they've put themselves in position to be maybe the favorite in the West next year. I guess we just keep saying Lakers all the time, but for what reason? Kawhi Leonard opted out, and it's irrelevant since he won't play next year with an ACL tear. Who would be the favorites in the West? Nuggets? We just say Lakers because LeBron and Anthony Davis play there. Didn't look good.
But I could certainly see the Jazz or the Nuggets coming up and being able to take it away from the Suns.
Yeah, Jazz maybe, but the Jazz just do jazzy stuff all the time. They get there, they have a good record, and they trick out in the postseason.
And we know
when have they not tricked out in the postseason?
And we know LeBron. LeBron will be there.
Will he? Because he was not really there this year.
Well, he wasn't because he was injured. Yeah.
And with Russell Westbrook, I think injuries are a big concern for LeBron at this age, but they're for Chris Paul also. So it's a concern. Russell Westbrook, I don't know that I'm automatically going to buy into the fact that it makes the Lakers better. I don't know that I can buy into that. Does it make him more explosive? Where he have some monster games? Yes. Does he fit? I just feel like that's a LeBron-run team with a talented player who's oft injured and Anthony Davis. It really was as simple as finding the right players around LeBron James, and they just got done winning a title not that long ago. I feel like they could have just fine-tuned, done a better job of finding the pieces around him and kept saying, hey, LeBron, you're the guy. What does adding Russell Westbrook do? He has to have the ball in his hands. He's not a young player. He makes a lot of money, and he has some injury issues in his background, too.
It probably ensures LeBron carries less of the burden in the regular season, where you hope LeBron is healthier for the playoffs. Because, as you mentioned, he's older. You don't want him doing what he has to do to keep the Lakers afloat, particularly if Anthony Davis isn't available for games. So you have another guy who's very capable of going on runs where he can go win games with his pace and his tenacity, because the Lakers are bad when LeBron's off the floor. Like, even with Davis on the floor, they are bad when LeBron's not pushing the offense or moving the offense. So they found another guy. Look, the Lakers are flawed, clearly. I don't think there is a real super team outside the Nets, and they have their own injury concerns. The Lakers decided, hey, we're going to do things different from all the other way teams are doing things. We're going to actually make us more compact, less space-oriented, and hopefully we find a way. They let Caruso go, which you can say whatever, but he was a key part of their defense. He's a Bull now. And now they're just going to bank on minimum guys wanting to play there.
You guys like what the Bulls did? Lonzo and Alex Caruso?
For what they have, they have to convince Zach LaVine, and that's the other thing. Do you really want to bank on Zach LaVine? But if you do, you have to convince that guy that you're trying to win.
Well, you do. That's exactly what you have to do because, now they can give, apparently the money that they can give Zach LaVine right now is not.
Yeah.
He can only get like $105 million.
Because of his initial deal.
Yeah.
If he signed an extension now, it'd be less than what he market value for him. So he's going to wait.
He's
going to
wait, or they can actually give him a raise if they're under the cap. They stay under the cap.
Yes,
if they have cap space.
Yes,
but apparently I don't know that they're going that route with spending $85 million on Lonzo. Well, okay,
let me ask. So what do you think Lonzo Ball? This is kind of interesting. What do you think he shoots from the field?
Lonzo Ball actually.
What's his career field goal percentage?
It's better than I thought it was. He's a better shooter than I thought.
At least from three, certainly.
Well, he's 39% for his career.
And from the floor?
From the floor.
A lot of that's based on the first couple of years.
360, 406, 403, 414. He had his 41% was his best year. But what makes it a little strange is that, yes, last year more than 75% of his shots came from three. So when you look at his three-point percentage, John, the last 2 years, 37% from three. 37% from three. So 37.5 and 37.8. So all of a sudden, those are good numbers from three. You'll take 37%. From the field, not so good. His two-point percentage is 44% and 48%. He's never even hit 50% from two. But 37% over the last couple of years, that's not bad. Effective field goal percentage is 53. It was his highest percentage. Every year it's gone up to 53.7%. I would say if you're analytics based, you look at the last 4 years of Lonzo Ball and you see a player who's getting better and better. You see shooting improving. You see effective field goal percentage shooting. I would say you're betting on Lonzo Ball. I don't have a problem with Lonzo Ball. The Alex Caruso thing is kind of Maloney-esque in that you can...
I don't know about Maloney. Do you see him
as a starter?
I see him as a pretty damn good role player.
Okay, yeah. I'm fine with that. Yeah. They gave him pretty decent money, though.
Who's going to be better in the long run when it's all said and done, Ben Simmons or Lonzo Ball?
Lonzo Ball.
You think
Let me just hold on a second. I keep feeling like Ben Simmons is going to just mentally crumble. That's actually a good comparison, too. I think Lonzo Ball, and I'll tell you why. I don't think Lonzo Ball lacks in confidence. I think Lonzo Ball is the fact that you can shoot threes in today's NBA is just a massive, massive factor. And he doesn't get as many rebounds or as many assists. The rebound total is much lower. I think that assist total could end up jumping up over 7 again and maybe eventually get to 8. I think Lonzo Ball is about to step into his prime and be a guy who's going to average somewhere around 17 and 8,
yeah,
is what he's going to be, which is fine. That's what Ben Simmons gets.
Yeah, I've got his career 397. He 414 last year, which was an improvement. He's improved almost improved every year, and he was a 38% 3-point shooter last year.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Yeah, so I mean, I listen.
No, the stats Ben are everything Simmons I told
is,
you.
Ben Simmons is going.
Yeah,
this
look
way.
At, look at Lonzo's. Go look at his effective field goal percentage, which is adjusted for the 3-point basket. He's at 53.7%. Yeah, right. Like, it's every year has gone up. The odds of him playing better in the future are very good. The odds of Ben Simmons playing better are not.
No.
I think it's a coin flip.
Yeah. And what Daryl's asking for him, holy crap. Come on, Daryl.
Daryl's not playing. He hates getting the worst end of the trade.
Yeah.
Daryl is going to just keep that out there. But at some point, if they really want to move him, they're going to have to be realistic. Teams don't. It's not that there's probably some teams who really like him, but they feel like right now they have all the leverage. And Daryl is trying to make sure the teams realize, oh, no, you don't have the leverage. Look what we're asking for. if those teams just sit tight, what Daryl's trying to do is say, okay, here's what we're asking for. And then what he's hoping is to meet in the middle. Okay, all right, $27. All right, $38, $29, $34. And he's hoping when they meet in the middle, it's actually what he would want for him.
Yeah.
This can't be real what Daryl Morey's asking for. Nobody's going to give you that for a guy coming off this playoff series. He can't shoot threes. He can't shoot free throws. He sat in a corner, huddled up in a corner during the plays and crying. No.
Let's get Jim in here.
By the way, Cyril Gane, who's fighting. By the way, the UFC is here in Houston this Saturday. Cyril Gane, who is fighting Derek Lewis, the Black Beast from Houston, the heavyweight fight, which is the headliner. We're going to have him on at 10 o'clock. So the 9-0 Cyril Gane is going to join us as he takes on, as he is the headliner, and he is taking on Houston's own Derek Lewis. So we will have, he's a big boy now. He's ripped.
He is.
It's going to be a, he's a good-looking physical specimen, but he does not have the amount of experience.
He's French. Are you going to make fun of him being French?
Are you? I'm not.
I'm just saying.
I try to make it a habit of not making a habit of trying to embarrass guys with cauliflower ears or with fights under their belt.
Yeah. All I'm saying is that I just think that he's French, so.
Okay. And that's accurate.
Well, yeah, but your dislike for the French, I've heard it before. I've been pro France a lot lately.
Lately. I don't know. I've heard a lot of slander about the French coming from you.
No. When they beat the U.S. basketball team,
years
I put
and years
some respect
of slander.
Every time they lose, you're like, of course they did. The French lose. Always capitulate. That's what you lean on. What are you talking about?
912 ESPN 97.5. We got time to get Jim in here?
No.
We're going to take a break and we'll get on the other side. 713-780-3776. What about a little insurance, Lance?
CGS Insurance wants to help you today by helping you, save you money. How much are you paying right now? Odds are you're paying way, way too much, because if you've been with the same company more than a few years, all they do is raise that number up and up and up. And before you know it, you're paying substantially too much for the same A-rated insurance that you could get somewhere else. A lot of times, TGS is the ones who are doing the underwriting for some of these other companies anyway. So what are you paying for? A name? I mean, that Christmas card that they stamp and send to you every year from that office? Listen, TGS Insurance says, look, text the word money to us. At 23-23-23, that's money to 23-23-23. And within seconds, they will have a quote to you from one of these A-rated insurance companies. And what you're going to find is that they are able to do so much more with saving you money because they find that competitive rate that you're not able to find on your own or you're not even willing to do the homework on. And they make changing super simple as well. TGSinsurance.com, text the word money to 23-23-23.
ESPN 97.5. The granddaddy of all hunting shows returns to Houston. The 2021 Hunters Extravaganza, August 6th to the 8th at the NRG Center. Bring the kids and see Gator Country's huge alligators and last season's bucks in our annual deer contest. Check out the latest in hunting gadgets and gear and enter our locked and loaded mega giveaway to win big. August 6th through the 8th at the NRG Center. For details and tickets, go to huntersextravaganza.com. A Texas Trophy Hunters production.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Oh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Houston are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car. Foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. There's no fee for coming to your house. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises or extra fees.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote or to schedule at-home car repairs, go to repairsmith.com and enter code RADIO. That's RepairSmith.com, code RADIO. Repairsmith.com, code RADIO.
Kane is in the building.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. We're talking some NBA here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And still ahead, Cyril Gane going to join us at the top of the hour talking some UFC big fight, Derek Lewis.
What? The Black Beast. Yeah. Derek's one of the great interviews in history. And, you know, Houston's very proud of Derek Lewis. He is an entertaining fighter. The UFC really likes him. The fans like him. He's got a matchup against a guy who's even though he's only got 9 fights, he's 9-0. He's beat a couple of pretty decent fighters. Junior Dos Santos, you could argue that Junior's, you know, obviously past his prime when Cyril Gane fought him. But Cyril's, like I said, Cyril's a big boy, and I think he's going to be a pretty good test for Derek Lewis, even though Derek, I believe, based on my current odds, is going to be a favorite of... Oh, I'm sorry. Cyril Gane is -375.
Is he really?
This is the interim heavyweight title fight. Yeah, that's a bigger favorite than
minus
I would have expected.
-375.
Mm-hmm. In Derek's hometown. Interesting.
We've got to ask him about being that big favorite.
By the way, this sold out in supposedly minutes. Like it sold out in one day, all the fights here. The tickets, ever since COVID, tickets to these fights have gone. Mick Maynard told me it's like they're gone. It used to take a little time and then they would sell out. Now it's same day they're sold out. Boom, gone. Couple hours, they're all gone. Not just in Houston, I mean everywhere they have a UFC now. People want so badly to get back out and watch the fights.
Yep. Let's get Jim in here. He wants to talk about Chris Paul. Hey, Jim.
Good morning, gentlemen. Really love your show. And I wanted to shout out to Dale. Dale, I heard you on the weekends. Is that Sunday only or Saturday and Sunday?
Dale, Jim is talking. Yeah, hold on, Jim.
Dale,
Jim is talking to you.
Was he?
Yeah, he was. He wants to know when your show is on the weekends, on Sunday or Saturday.
I don't have a show on the weekends.
Yeah, you do. Were you not on the show recently?
With the ladies? I just wanted to say it's really good. It's really good.
I was not on this
show. Dale, you're really good.
He's not that good, Jim.
So, Chris Paul.
You're a hater.
Okay. Chris Paul, what's up, Jim?
Okay, Chris Paul. So, my old pappy, before he left this crappy world, always told me don't ever wish to be switch places with a celebrity or an athlete or a movie star. Of course, I always wanted to switch places with Clint Eastwood, but that never happened. So, Chris Paul, four years, $120 million? Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so I would take that risk, you know, my dad, old Pappy, used to say, you never know what's in a man's soul, but I think, watching his State Farm commercials, maybe it's not such a scary soul to be in, but I'd switch places with him for a couple of years, because, damn, I can't believe he got that contract. Y'all have a nice day. Thank you.
Why not?
He goes everywhere he goes.
You're just coming off a season where, you know, we were 2 games in. We were talking about he was going to be the MVP. Now, obviously, he wasn't the MVP of the finals, but Chris Paul had a really good season. The Suns had their best. Chris Paul, the Suns had their best run in a long, long time. He gave him a legitimate chance to win a title. The Houston Rockets had their best regular season with Chris Paul. Oklahoma City performed substantially better than expected with Chris Paul. I mean, he helped DeAndre Ayton and Devin Booker and those guys start to reach their potential. Guys like, Cam Johnson and Cam, who's the other Cam?
Payne.
Cam Payne. If you're the Suns, I mean, Jim, honestly, you want to hang on to him you'd want to hang on to him. He opted out of the deal, so you don't have as much leverage there in terms of 1-year deal. But if you got him to take a four-year deal, which is basically this year where you were already under contract anyway, two additional years, and then you have a team option potentially the last year of that contract, that's really not a bad deal. That's really not a bad deal for the Suns. The Suns actually have a reasonable financial deal in place with Chris Paul for his age, but his ability level, I don't think that's a bad deal at all. I give credit to Chris Paul for being realistic and,
is he
and
going
staying
to,
with the team that he likes.
Will he in four? The risk is in that fourth year, because I looked on SpotTrack, they didn't say anything about a player option. They don't have the details of the contract.
It's just that he can make up to 120.
It can make up to 120, whether or not the whole thing
is guaranteed.
Yeah. The whole thing is guaranteed, but most of it might. Most of it might be. But here's the deal: the risk is in that third and fourth year. Is Chris Paul going to be still worth that money? Because we've seen Chris Paul injury wise. Chris Paul was great this year. Chris Paul kind of fell apart at the end. Plus, are the Suns going to be a team that, well, listen, in the NBA, you've got $30 million players. That's what you got. Is Chris Paul going to be worth it? Or are you going to be saddled with an Albert Pujols contract at the end?
Well, it can't be an Albert Pujols contract because that was...
Well, at the end of it.
There were issues with 7 and 8 years left on that contract. They were already like, oh, my God, what did we do?
Well, a couple of years, even if it's just a couple of years.
You know what? If it's... Yeah, I think you live with it. What he's brought to the table, what he brings from a leadership standpoint, culture change, I think you live with it if you're the Suns. Now, if Chris Paul starts having issues this year and can't stay healthy this year forward, yeah, I mean, they're going to regret it. And they won't be able to... Although, maybe that contract would be movable because it's less money guaranteed than... You know, it's less money guaranteed than some of the other ones that we're seeing, than Russell Westbrook, than John Wall. Maybe you could move Chris Paul's contract if he had started having some injury issues and they had second thoughts and they wanted to move it. Maybe a two-year deal, if that last year's not guaranteed, maybe that is something that teams would consider.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the Suns, it makes sense. He helped you change culture. Canada, unbelievable. You change culture with Chris Paul. Write it out. You got a good run.
Yeah.
It's tough, though. When you get a guy that you know is older, you're like, man, I wish we had. You might have just thought, we kind of wish he would have just played out this one more year of this contract and not opted out. And then we could see what it looked like after that.
Latvia and Canada is a great, great, great matchup, by the way. Great
beach volleyball they're having. Yeah, it is a
they're having a big
it is a scrap.
It's a great matchup. You can do the announcing of it like you did for the women's soccer.
British people don't typically British play-by-play announcers don't do women's beach volleyball. Only people from California.
California. Oh, bro. Mm-hmm. What is, man? Maybe you can do it, bro. Alex is here. What's going on, Alex?
Hey guys, I just want to talk about the Lakers real quick. So I have them as a favorite to come out of the West, and I wanted to see what you guys thought because it's given me vibes of when LeBron went to Miami with this big three that they're establishing, and I wanted to see if you guys thought that Russell Westbrook is as good or slightly, I guess, worse than Dwayne Wade was when LeBron went to Miami. What do you guys think?
Ooh, Dwayne Wade was still playing really good basketball. You said Russell Westbrook?
Hmm.
I mean, I know the stats. Okay, well, maybe if you just look, Alex, if you
well,
just
what
look
about
at the
combination?
Stats.
Okay, instead of that, because okay. I don't think that's even arguable. Dwayne Wade was a much more impactful player. How about the combination of LeBron, Anthony Davis, and Russell Westbrook versus LeBron, Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh?
Bosh was a good player who knew his role and played his role well. Obviously, it's not the same. I would say Russell Westbrook in this case would be the Bosh. I would say LeBron is the LeBron, and then though Dwayne Wade would be Anthony Davis. In this particular case, I don't think Russell Westbrook knows his role, where Chris Bosh could fit in well because he was a perfect third wheel. He was fine with it. Well, Dell, you were a fan of that team. Maybe you can disagree if you want, but I thought he was a really good third wheel. He didn't have to have the ball, but when he had the ball, he could have really good games. But to me, Dwayne Wade had an impact on winning, a substantial impact on winning. That's just not the case with Russell Westbrook. He has some great stats. He does not have the same impact on winning, and frankly, has not since he lost out on Kevin Durant. Since Kevin Durant left, he has not had the same impact.
Chris Bosh.
Stats look good.
Chris Bosh was, whether you believe it or not, they pointed to him as the key of their defense because of his ability to switch, his ability to hedge. He changed his game to become a perimeter shooter because of he wanted to give Dwayne Wade and LeBron space to operate. So instead of being a back-to-the-basket player, he became a face-up jump shooter, extended his range out to three, and I would say Dwayne Wade certainly a better defender than Russell Westbrook at these two moments in time as far as when LeBron joined the Heat and when Russ is joining the Lakers. And he was younger too. I don't think it's that close really as far as what those two guys will mean, because Dwayne Wade was adaptable. He became a cutter. He was one of the best cutters for that position that anyone's probably seen in a long time. I don't think Russ has that in his bag. Maybe he'll develop it.
He's going to develop something new in his game.
Maybe
now
he'll become a cutter off of all the stuff LeBron will create for him. It will make his job easier if he decided to be off the ball, but his whole thing has been about being on the ball.
I think Russ will adapt. I think Russ is going to have a good season with those two.
Oh, he'll have it because his counting numbers will be great. The question will be when we start getting to what he is when LeBron's not on the floor, when they ask him to be the focal point to push things to make sure they stay afloat. If he can do that, then he's well worth it because they need to find a way to limit some of LeBron's, not impact, but the need for LeBron in the regular season.
But it's interesting what they're doing. The guys that they're picking up, Dwight Howard back.
Well, they're bringing all the gang. Kim Bazemore is a former Laker. Wayne Ellington's a former Laker. Bunch of dudes on the minimum. What else are you going to do?
Yeah, that's all you can do.
I mean, like guys.
Well, whether or not that's going to be a better supporting cast than what he had in Miami is also a question.
Well, he had Ray Allen for one of those years.
Well, right.
And Mike Miller.
Yeah. Really?
And Shane Battier.
Really good shooter.
So I'm going to say probably not.
And Caruso leaves.
Yeah. And plus he's older. Like LeBron was in his prime in Miami. Yeah.
I'm telling you, the people defaulting to the Lakers as this, like the Lake, unless Anthony Davis is a substantial factor this year and stays healthy, I think people are really overestimating, or I think there's a potential to really overestimate the Lakers. Their issues they had last year, I think, are going to continue on. And Russell Westbrook adds an element to take some pressure off LeBron James, but I'd much rather be the Rockets when you have your whole entire organization ahead of you. Great things are ahead of the Rockets. And the Heat, and the Lakers right now, they are just dead man walking from an organizational standpoint. They're just playing out the string until LeBron retires, and then they're done. And our Rockets are building greatness through Christian Wood, Jalen Green, this guy from Turkey, this other guy from like Spain, another guy named Josh Christopher,
and another guy named David Nwaba,
a Porter Jr. Great things are coming for the Rockets.
$5 million a year for David Nwaba, and the thought is, what a great deal! Boy, you don't get much for $5 million a year.
Well, I mean, you're going to see a lot of. Well, you don't get much for $5 million when you're the Rockets. Like, you don't have any title contending things going on. Like, there'll be some team who'll sign. Bobby Portis got less than $5 million a year.
$5 million makes him a poor.
$5 million.
He's
a year.
One of the poors in basketball.
$15 million over 3 years.
Yeah, he's a poor. They look at him and they're like, ugh.
Can't even afford bottle service.
Oh, my well, God. Look at what he's making.
It's what the Rockets have to pay guys, to get them. Like, Bobby Portis is making 4.5, and he helped the team win a title. And the Bucks are like, we got 4.5 for you. And he's like, thanks. I'll take it. I love being here.
Yeah, but David Nwaba plays defense.
Does he? For how many games a year does he play defense?
And that, it doesn't matter. He's going to be one of their stoppers.
So you mean the guy who was a big contributor on the finals team, his value is less than the guy who plays defense or a bad basketball team?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I'm putting out there.
I see. And by the way, you know why P.J. Tucker isn't a Buck anymore? It's because they cheaped out. They didn't want to get into the tax, which is kind of what you have to do when you're a championship level team. You pay into the tax. They're like, PJ, sorry.
Poor PJ Tucker. Everyone wants PJ just for not what PJ wants. Like, we want PJ, but no, we don't want to have to pay him.
Right. Like, he gave him seven and a half.
PJ's like, I want to be a Rocket. Where's my money? Like, we're going to have to trade you. We just won a world championship. What are you saying, guys? Just bring the gang back. And they're like, we are, except for you.
Because you're going to put us in the tax, and we don't want to pay it.
Yeah.
Guys, I defend. I was able to hold. Did you see what I was able to do? I was able to hold big-time scorers down to 40 and 30 points. Did you see what I did to Durant? Well, he only got 40 on me like three times. What
did he do to Devin Booker?
He was better.
Hey, Kevin Durant's maybe a top five player of all time. I don't care what PJ. PJ, you ain't shutting him down. No one is.
If you're a stopper, you do.
Name the stopper who shut down Jordan. What, Vernon Maxwell, I guess we're going to lean on?
That's everyone. Like, the Jordan stopper. Yeah. No one really stopped
Jordan. There are no stoppers for guys like that. You just hope to bother them enough. And, well, you know what PJ did? His foot was on the line. That's the job I did. If I didn't bother him.
Hey, you just need to make a couple plays.
If I didn't bother him, we go home.
931 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 7378-03776. Still ahead. Cyril Gane going to join us here to talk about the
3-1 favorite heavyweight fight between he and Derek Lewis for the interim heavyweight championship at the UFC that's going to be here in Toyota Center on Saturday.
This Saturday. All right, so right now, though, what about your patio? Can you watch it out there?
You can, in Texas Custom Patios. I'm going to do just that. I have a patio we just got done. I did a power wash of the tile that I have out there on the floor. They do different flooring for you. They can do stamped concrete, different types of tile. They give you so many different options, different color stones for the things that they build around the actual patio itself. It's hard for me to tell you. It's better that you go to tcplance.com. tcplance.com. Look at the before and look at the after on my patio, and you're going to see the difference. Looks great. I've got a fireplace out there that I use from time to time. Kids like to do the s'mores on them from time to time as well. But it's great just sitting out there, enjoying myself, watching games. I'm going to get some new. I want to get some lower and bigger ceiling fans added, and we're going to do that with Texas Custom Patios when they come out and add my kitchen that I'm having built in there as well. They can build a kitchen for you. They build an outdoor living space. You want a fireplace, they can do that for you. If you want something very specific that's not attached to your home, they can build that for you as well, like a pool house. There's so many things that they can do, and if you look at the website at texascustompatios.com, you'll see the amazing work that they have done for so many people around the Houston area. What you see can be you. It truly can. All you have to do is set up your free consultation online at texascustompatios.com.
Get low when the whistle goes.
Wheel. Fun.
Get low when the whistle goes.
Sports. ESPN 97.5.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head. The total amount ended up being somewhere just over $30,000. $30,000.
Then the IRS came to collect.
Started getting letter after letter. A lien had been filed against me. They were going to basically, like, hang me completely out to dry.
He had to do something.
That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
Patrick's life quickly got a lot easier.
It was very easy. Pretty much hands off, you know. They picked up the ball and ran with it.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask, like, two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. They definitely helped me. Optima Tax Relief, the best place to call. They're the best in the business.
Do what Patrick did and call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-845-8122. 800-845-8122. 800-845-8122.
Optima Tax Relief.
When you look for a bank, choose a partner with local expertise and local decision-making. Veritex Community Bank offers solutions and a true business ally. We look forward to building your future. We're Veritex Community Bank. True to your business. True to Texas. VeritexBank.com.
Member FDIC.
So the car market's come down. You need to sell your car before the end of August if you want to sell it for this crazy high money. Give me the VIN.com. America's best car buyer.
Sell us your car. Give me the VIN.com. So easy you can do it in your underwear.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 713-780-3776, the number to hang with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. The NBA was the big story yesterday. The Major League Baseball is going to be the big story today. What with the Astros at the Dodgers, McCullers versus Buehler. It is going to be a wonderful atmosphere, for baseball. And yeah, I just fear. I just ain't wearing my Astros jersey to the game. I just ain't.
You're not going to the game.
I know, but I'm not doing it anyway. Okay. I'm just not. So
you're not going to wear Astros. What Astros jersey do you have?
I don't. I've got shirts. I don't have a jersey.
Are you going to wear an Astros shirt to one of their?
I got orange shirts. I've got blue shirts with "Kiss My Asterisk."
You're not allowed to wear that in that.
No, I can't at Dodger Stadium. They ain't kicking me out. You can kiss my asterisk.
You gonna
wear
that?
Kick me out. That's right.
You gonna wear that to Dodger Stadium?
No, I ain't wearing it to Dodger Stadium. I honestly really think it's stupid. These people are just ridiculously dumb. So, it's gotten actually ridiculous. The Dodger fans.
Oh, okay.
Dodger fans.
Well, they believe they had a World Series stolen from them.
And they're stupid.
I believe that they have done a certain amount of cheating that they don't know about, and some of the players sit in righteous indignation, but it's irrelevant at this point. They didn't win the World Series in 17. Be as mad as you want. Boo, that's fine. Go ahead and get it all out.
Yeah.
I don't care. I mean, if it bothers the Astros, it bothers the Astros, but I don't think it's going to bother the Astros.
No, actually they pick it up. The more you boo, the dumber you are, the stupid stuff that you do.
I'm going to make a comment that I think is an accurate comment, and we'll see how you react. Lance McCullers is the best pitcher on the staff. As it stands right now.
I think it's arguable, but yeah, I'm not going to argue the point. You could also make the point for Greinke. You could also...
Lance McCullers is 8-2 with a 3.23.
Right.
He has, well, God, the whip numbers are 1.21. It's not great. It's all right. You'd prefer that they're below 1.1, if possible, definitely below 1.2. I mean, I could look at some of the advanced numbers and see how they look. Is he the best on the staff? I don't think it's Greinke.
It's arguable. Again, I don't know that.
His walks per nine is a little higher than you'd like him to be at 4.4. His whip numbers, you know. It's about what it's going to be.
Fromber has a 3.01. He's 7-2.
Yeah, but where does he stand right now? Where does Fromber stand right now versus where does Lance stand?
Well, Fromber's whip right now is 1.3, so that's not great.
No, it's because of all the walks. Yeah, his walks
are really killing him. He's only 2-1 right now.
Who do you have more
in strikeouts to walks?
Who do you have more?
Lance is 2.5-1 in strikeouts to walks. A little, maybe a little bit better.
Who do you have more faith in?
Who do I have more faith in right now at this point?
Yeah.
Man, it's a shame because Luis Garcia is almost 4-1 in strikeouts to walks, but he's been giving up so many hits lately. He's still at 1.13, but he's got a 3.49 because they've been stringing hits together on Luis Garcia. It would have been Luis Garcia. Listen, Greinke, 10-3. He's over 3-1 on strikeouts. He's got a 3.65 and a 1.16 whip. It might be Greinke. It still might be Greinke. If game one was today and everybody's rested, that Paul would start Zach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would think so. That would probably be it at this point. And there's Urquidy. We've got to get Urquidy back. Let's go. Get him back in this thing.
You know, some of the advanced numbers are pretty good for Lance McCullers. They're not bad, some of the advanced numbers. I mean, they wouldn't. His FIP is actually his fielding independent pitching. You want that number to be a little lower. It's 3.39. It's actually a little higher than his ERA. But his runs better than replacement level is at 22 right now, which is as good as it's been since his rookie season, and that number is only going to go up. This is going to be the highest wins above replacement that he's had as a starter in the league. I mean, this is Lance McCullers, by major league standards, is probably a 3 on most quality teams, I think. Do you think that's accurate?
Yeah.
The Astros are deep with the guys who are kind of in the same ballpark.
They're all in the same neighborhood,
right? It's all in the same neighborhood.
They're all in the same neighborhood.
But I would say Lance McCullers is not a tier 1. I'd say he has a chance to be on the back end of a tier 2 for an average team. And on a good team, he's a solid tier 3. And tier 3 is more like a third starter in the way that I look at it. So I think Lance McCullers is a third pitcher. You know, if you had Gerrit Cole and Verlander, I'd have no problem with Lance McCullers at number 3. The Astros have been so deep that Lance McCullers could be a 4 or a 5 in most seasons. And that's been pretty dang good. I would say Luis Garcia is probably that same 3/4 based on his history. You don't have a huge history for him. I'd say Fromber right now has gone from being a 1 to a 2, and that's a tenuous 2 based on the amount of walks that he's had. And I'd say Zach Greinke right now, the gall and the gumption could make him a lower end 2 on an average team, but I think he's really more of a 3. But because the Astros have a lot of guys in that same neighborhood, they don't have a true 1, but they also have pitchers that are a whole lot better than 4s and 5s.
Yeah.
Who they're starting.
So who do you think has the best opponent batting average against out of the guys that have been here, even out of the bullpen and in the rotation?
Fromber.
McCullers out of the starters. McCullers has a 199.
Ooh, that's good.
199 batting average against. Fromber is 225. Garcia's 219.
Oh, that's nice.
Out of all of the guys.
What's Greinke, about 260?
Greinke's 251.
Okay.
Out of all of the guys that have been on the team for, you know, for the most part this season, Christian Javier has the best batting average against at 172. But he's given up 10 homers. 10.
Oh, my gosh. He's given up 10?
In 273 at-bats, yeah. And Ryan Stanek is 190, but he's given up 6 homers in 163 at-bats.
Yeah.
Presley, 198. He has only given up 3 homers this season and 162 at-bats.
Let me give you a little bit of bad news. We were talking about Pedro Baez before, and you said the velocity got up to where?
91.
Where did you hear that?
I read it this morning.
Okay. I don't think that's enough yet. Looking at his career, the one thing that stands out is he does not throw his fastball as much. Those numbers have come down more and more and more over the years. It started off at 81%. Then he went 74, 74, 72, 62, 50, and 42 last year. So he's throwing fastball less and less and less. But his average miles an hour on that over the years has been 96.4. Last year, he was at 94.4, which you wonder, is that a sign of, did he have some shoulder issues? Because it was substantially below his 95.9, which had been the lowest since his rookie year at 95.3. He's a guy that's going to throw 95. So for him to be at 91 is not enough. He's going to have to get that fastball up closer to 94 miles an hour, I think, before the Astros are feel confident that his arm is healthy and back to where it should be. He throws a lot more sliders and a lot more. Last year, he threw a ton of changeups. Once again, the last 2 years, his changeup total has really gone a lot higher. So, and his fastball total has really gone a lot lower. I don't know if that had anything to do with anything arm-related or if that's just he's just changed who he is as a pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have any names on these Canadian volleyball players, Del?
Canadian volleyball player Brandy is the
kind
one.
Of,
Brandy is the one that you're. I think is extremely one of the
better
she's
players.
A,
better
she's player, a better hell players. Of a blocker.
Her name is Brandy Wilkerson.
Yeah,
she's a hell of a blocker. And Canada's kind of like us.
How so?
Well,
Canada and the U.S. are very, very similar.
How? Okay, what are the
similarities? We both play hockey. So we both play football.
Russia plays hockey too.
Well, we play football, and okay. So does Canada. Does Russia have a football league?
Germany
not one
plays.
That, not one that Johnny Manziel played in.
Well, he might at some point.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, I mean, we're very similar to the Canadians.
Yeah.
So what does that have to do with the appeal of Brandy Wilkerson?
No, because if I'm going to cheer for somebody, it's going to be Canada.
Canada.
I've been there before. I've never been to Latvia.
Mm. Okay.
You've been to Canada?
Yeah.
You do an impression?
Why would you go there?
Vancouver, Quebec City, and Montreal.
Don't you do an impression of a Latvian?
Probably something like this. Well, look at me, I'm Latvian.
No, he's really sleepy.
I'm Latvian. He's
Transylvania?
He's really sleepy and cares about his drip.
Oh, yeah.
Then we have that guy on the show before.
Oh, we did have Latvian.
Yeah.
Kristaps. I forgot he's Latvian.
Yeah.
He probably knows these girls.
You think he does? Because, you know, it's a small country. He probably knows
the beach volleyball players. Is he playing on the beach volleyball team? There's no way he's playing for an Olympic team. It's way too tight.
Yeah. They didn't qualify.
946 ESPN, 97.5.
Look at that. Latvian
doesn't qualify. And 92.5. We got Cyril Gane join us at the top of the hour. So you want to stay right here. We got some prop bets that we can look into, NFL prop bets and basketball prop bets on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5.
It's a Dance on the Green, Beaumont, with Pat Green, live and in concert at 500 Golf, Monday, August 9th. Come spend an evening with friends as the green becomes your dance floor. Tickets are on sale now, starting at $20 at Eventbrite.com and 500golf.com. Don't miss your chance to see Pat Green live, presented by G&G Enterprises Construction Corp. at 500 Golf in Beaumont, Monday, August 9th.
Hey guys, Joel Blank. I love Italian food, and I got a recommendation for you if you do too. It's called Frankie's Italian Kitchen. It's in Fulshear, and I'm telling you, it's going to make you feel like you're eating Italian food at the best place you could possibly go, home, because it's a great family-style dining room, and the food is phenomenal. It's all fresh ingredients, all made from scratch, and they all taste great. From the lasagna to the pizza to the wings, they take care of you every step of the way. There's nightly pasta specials. Check out the website, frankiesitaliankitchentx.com, and stop by Frankie's Italian Kitchen in Fulshear. Soon.
Join us at the Humble Gun Show this weekend only at the Humble Civic Center. Shop over 300 tables of guns, knives, ammo, and shooting supplies. Come and buy, sell, or trade. Whether you're a first-time buyer or looking for that special piece to add to your gun, knife, ammo, or militaria collection, we have what you're looking for. Visit our website, humblegunshow.com, or call 817-732-1194. Come Saturday 9 to 5 and Sunday 10 to 4. Plenty of free parking available. The Humble Gun Show at the Humble Civic Center this weekend only. Don't miss this show.
Hey guys, Joel Blank. It's that time of the year again. Kids are going back to school. It's time for you to start focusing on your health. After all, your health is your wealth. Invest in yourself. Feel like that younger you again by visiting the people at Apollo Men's Health. They have programs for men and women, from hormone replacement therapy to weight loss programs. Apollo Men's Health can get you results you thought were impossible to achieve. Book your first appointment now. Go to ApolloMH.com or call 832-664-9966. Most major insurance accepted. Discounts for military personnel and first responders. Get to Apollo Men's Health today.
Support the Houston Fire Department when you purchase any of the Firehouse Series coffees from Katz Coffee. Go to katzcoffee.com and check out their locally roasted coffees for a cause. Use promo code ESPN20 for 20% off. Order now at katzcoffee.com.
Tune in Saturdays to hear the Whiskey Neat Podcast with Chris Hart. Each week, Chris discusses barrel-aged spirits with industry experts and celebrities. The Whiskey Neat Podcast, Saturdays on ESPN 97.5 or listen wherever you get your podcasts. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So here are some questions. This is interesting. This is just out today. The 49ers starting quarterback in week one, Jimmy Garoppolo is a 10-1 favorite, right? I mean, it's going to be Jimmy Garoppolo. I mean, yeah. Especially with the stuff Kyle Shanahan has said this week.
No, it has to be. There's no reason to play. The kid doesn't have, Trey Lance doesn't have starting experience. You can't, they have a chance to win a Super Bowl, San Francisco. They were just a couple plays away from it 2 years ago, and they were without Jimmy Garoppolo last year or Nick Bosa. So their quarterback's back. They have Brandon Ayuk now. They get Nick Bosa back. You can't put that on a kid who played one game last year, has played 11 total starts in his college career, coming from a lower level of football. It'd make no sense.
No. They got to do it. Okay, so where do you find the best odds? Texans starting quarterback, Tyrod Taylor's -500. Davis Mills is +300. Drew Lock to start game one. These are all week one. Drew Lock -175. Teddy Bridgewater +135. Jameis Winston -250. Taysom Hill +170. Cam -350. Mac Jones +225. Andy Dalton -1200. Justin Fields +600. I think Justin Fields +600. How about this question? Will Aaron Rodgers be the Packers starting quarterback in week one? Oh, of the 2022 season. Yes is +250. No is -400. I guess there is no chance that Aaron Rodgers is back in Green Bay next year. You see no chance?
No chance.
No chance?
No chance.
Yeah.
Of all those, you know who my favorite is? My favorite bet is Drew Lock -175.
You like Drew Lock -175 over Teddy Bridgewater?
I don't love laying 175. My favorite dog of that whole scenario is, who was the second one that you read?
It was Taysom Hill, Mac Jones, Justin Fields, or Davis Mills.
I would take I think Taysom Hill would be my underdog play.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'd be my underdog play.
Yeah.
I could see Sean Payton. Yeah. Sean Payton's gone with him before over Jameis. I could see Taysom Hill having a better preseason and a better camp than Jameis.
Okay. So you don't think Aaron Rodgers will be the starting quarterback for next season in week one?
2022.
Will Jalen Hurts be the starting quarterback for the Eagles in 2022?
No.
In week one?
No.
No is the favorite, -140.
Week one. If they draft a quarterback, no, I say no.
I'll trade for a quarterback.
I thought they drafted him way too early. I thought he was a fourth. They drafted him second.
Will Daniel Jones be the starting quarterback in week one of 2022?
I think Daniel Jones is going to surprise some people this year. He had no running game last year, a below-average offensive line. The knocks on Daniel Jones from national media to me is way over the line. The guy had no Saquon Barkley. He had a bad offensive line that couldn't protect him. All he had was one or two wide receivers, and Evan Ingram was hurt most of the year. That guy had nothing behind him. Usually you just say this guy has no help. People are, this is it. It's either crap or get off the pot for Daniel Jones. Like, you guys haven't even given him a chance. Daniel Jones hasn't even really had a legitimate chance. I think Daniel Jones now with Darius Slayton there, they've got Sterling Shepard, Ingram's back. We'll see what happens. But more importantly, they added Kenny Golladay. I think adding Kenny Golladay is going to be a huge, huge help to Daniel Jones. Now, Jones's numbers were bad last year, relatively speaking. But having Kenny Golladay and Darius Slayton and Sterling Shepard, to me, is your top three receivers. And you have Saquon back. And now the word's pretty positive on Saquon, even though earlier it didn't sound as positive. I think they're a team that has a chance to to be much more competitive this year. And they showed some competitiveness last year. They just didn't have any offense. I like Daniel Jones.
Will Tua
as moving forward. I like his chance.
Yeah, I do too. And I know somebody that plays for him, and he says he's an unbelievable worker. Unbelievable worker, how hard he works. Will Tua be the Dolphins starting quarterback in week one of the 2022 season?
If I go by training camp reports, the answer is yes. Apparently he is a much different player this training camp than he was even in the season. So I will say positivity reigns and he will be the guy in 2022.
Will Derek Carr be the Raiders starting quarterback in week one of the 2022 season?
Is
says finally the year they three straight years of over 4,000 yards passing. Is this finally the year? I'll say yes. I keep thinking Derek Carr's in trouble every year, and he never is. Although, is he a free agent? I got to look at the I'm going to say, yeah, he's still there.
He loves it there, so.
They seem to love him. Raiders fans really, every year they think this is the year. Look at what he's doing with John Gruden. This is the year. This is the year. From a contractual standpoint, next year's cap hit is $19 million. Dead cap is nothing. They can just get rid of him.
Yeah, but they also got to get somebody. We'll see what kind of season they
have. You can draft.
But you got to make the call right now. Yes is minus 140. No is plus 100.
For Derek Carr. I mean, they do still have a 2022. His base salary is 19.9. That's not crazy. I'll say yes. 19.9 for a starting quarterback? That's not crazy. As a matter of fact, Derek Carr's agent's going to want that extension.
All right. Will Ben Roethlisberger retire after this season?
Yes.
That's minus 500.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that seemed too easy to be true.
Will Larry Fitzgerald play in the NFL this season?
No.
No is plus 135.
I'm going to say no.
Will Bill Belichick be the Patriots head coach in week one of next season?
Yes.
He will be. I think he could retire after this.
He could.
I think it's going to be a disappointing year, and he's just going to go.
I think Mac Jones, though, did you see the coverage of Mac Jones running on the field? They're really hoping this guy's Tommy. When they're at Scott Zolak said, he's on the field. And, you know, he's their color commentator. And Patriots fans are chanting his name, Mac Jones. And I really think the Patriots think they have something special. They're hoping this doughy quarterback somehow morphs into Tom Brady, another doughy quarterback turned legend. I don't know about that.
All right. When we come back, Cyril Gane, we're talking UFC, the main event this Saturday right here in Houston, Texas. Don't go anywhere.
But first,
people, all you got to do is talk about getting Cars for Kids.
CarsForKids.org. CarsForKids.org is the website. It's a chance for you to finally help out. You don't even have to do anything. If you have a car, truck, SUV, motorcycle that's not running anymore or is running, it doesn't matter. They'll come out there, they'll haul it off, and you'll get a tax credit. And they give you a $50 gift card as well to, it's a $50 gift card to use however you choose. All you have to do is mention you heard about it on 97.5, and you get that $50 gift card. But this gives you a chance to ride off the car, not the kid, because they have partnered with Houston Can Academy, and they are going to take care of getting a kid a second chance at a diploma, and you can help by having your car hauled off. It's that simple. You don't have to do anything, guys. Make sure that you go to carsforkids.org. That's carsforkids.org.
Well, hello.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Disappointed by your HR and payroll technology? Maybe you need to outsource your administration. Go to hrp.net to learn more.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. In a sign that demand for luxury goods is rebounding, net revenue almost tripled for high-end apparel maker